It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Kane and directed by Max Hutto. Yesterday, Mrs. McGee made a great discovery, and she said...
McGee, look what I fished out of the attic today. Published in 1899.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Book on how to raise children.
Yeah.
Where did we get this? Don't tell me they were writing books about that away back then.
Seems they were. And see here under the title, someone scribbled, Feed 'em, Love 'em, Learn 'em.
Feed 'em, Love 'em, Learn 'em.
Isn't that cute?
Makes pretty good sense even today. First two don't take any more trouble than they used to, and with the Prudential Education Plan in the family cookie jar, seeing the youngsters through school is a whole lot easier, too.
Prudential Education Plan. Maybe that's a long name, folks, but believe me, it's the shortest, safest way for each one of you mothers and fathers to guarantee money for your children's education. Even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for them to go away to school, you can be sure that the money will be there to pay for college expenses.
Yep. And the best time to prepare for that great cap and gown day is right now. You pay for this plan little by little over the years.
Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent? Let him tell you about a Prudential Education Plan. The easy way to make sure your children will have that all-important college education.
And I thought I'd have a bite of lunch before I came home, see? So I went into the cafeteria across from the bank, and guess who I wound up having lunch with? Old man McDonald himself.
No, the president of the bank? Heavenly
day. Very same. You see, I had this tray full of food, and the place was kind of crowded, and Mac was sitting at a table with two other guys and an empty chair, so I joined him.
Well, what did he say when you joined the party? Or can you repeat it for my tender ears?
As a matter of fact, my dear, he was glad to see me.
He was?
Mm-hmm. His face lit up with a kind of a sly smile, and he says... Well, McGee, as long as you seem to have joined us here, you can get in on this deal, too.
Deal?
Yep.
The president of the bank let you in on a deal? An investment or something?
Yep. And here it is.
Let me see. What sort of... Oh, for heaven's sake, a raffle ticket.
Yep. Old man McDonald's wife has got a pet charity of some kind, and they're raffling off a brand new $4,000 convertible tonight.
How much was the ticket?
Well, it was $10, but...
$10?
Well...
McGee, for heaven's sake.
Well, I know it's expensive, but, well, gee whiz, I didn't want to be a piker in front of them other guys, Molly.
Oh, fine. Rather be a pigeon than a piker. McGee, we can't spare $10.
Well, it is a good-sized hunk of dough, of course, and I kind of lost my head, I guess.
True.
I wonder what I could do to... Hey, I know what I can do. I'll sell this ticket to somebody and get my dough back. Part of it, anyhow.
Part of it?
Sure, I'll sell shares in it. I'll go back downtown and... Hey, there's Les Nelson coming out of his house right now. Hey, Les, I got a deal for you, boy. How would you like a brand new convertible, maybe? For any part of $10. Raffling off a beautiful brand new convertible, Docky. And believe me, these raffle tickets are very hard to get.
How did you get it, then? Steal it?
No. I happen to have connections, Fatso, in banking circles. I let Les Nelson have a piece of this ticket, and I thought maybe you'd like to get in for about a half of it, maybe.
What made you think so?
Well, for one thing, the money goes to a very fine charity, Doctor. And knowing you to be a man with a big heart, you'd have to have a big heart to pack around that acre of blubber you pack around with you. I figured...
Never mind the flattery, Flathead. If this money goes to such a fine charity, why are you trying to get your money back out of it?
Oh, well, I don't care about getting my money back.
Let's face it, Pinch Nickel, you're just stingy, aren't you?
What do you mean, stingy? Why, you... Well, I... Yes, Doctor.
Yes, what?
I'm stingy.
Okay, I just wanted to hear you confess it. Here's $5. Just put me down for half the ticket.
Give me the dough. Thanks. You big fat slander slinger. And I leave you, Doctor, with the witch doctor's curse. May you bite the end off your own thermometer, and may you sit down on your own hypodermic, and may your TV set blow a tube right in the middle of medic. Good day. Hey, Molly, I'm home, and I done it, just like I told you I would.
Well, good for you. Did what?
I sold the raffle ticket, piece at a time.
Oh, got your $10 back, huh?
Yep. Doc Gamble took half of it for $5. Les Nelson bought $3 worth.
That's $8.
And this'll kill you. Wally Wimple popped for $3. Imagine old Wimp plunging like that. $3 on a raffle ticket.
Now, wait a minute. Hmm? Dr. Gamble has $5 worth.
Mm-hmm.
Les has $3, and Mr. Wimple has $3.
Yep.
That's $11 worth of a $10 ticket.
Oh, let me see. My gosh, you're right, Molly. Boy, how do you like that? I not only got out from under that raffle ticket, but I made myself a buck on the deal. Some salesmanship, huh?
Dearie, if those boys get together and find out about your salesmanship, the dollar you made won't pay for the bandages.
Yeah. I guess they would be kind of sore, huh?
I think you can depend on it.
Well, hand me the phone, kiddo. I'll call Doc Gamble and buy part of his share back. Boy, this is the most complicated deal I ever got into.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Red Cross Disaster Service has fed, sheltered, and hospitalized thousands of disaster victims. The long-term disaster relief has helped rebuild and refurnish thousands of wrecked homes. Red Cross instruction in home nursing has been an economic assistance to many families. Training in first aid and water safety has saved many lives. The Red Cross Blood Program has collected, processed, and distributed millions of blood donations. Servicemen and their families at home and overseas have known the value and comfort of Red Cross counsel and assistance. These services depend on you for support. These are your neighbors who will look to the Red Cross next year for instruction and training, for counsel and assistance, for financial aid, for food and shelter. Yes, for even life itself. Think of them when you contribute to the 1955 Red Cross campaign for members and funds. Answer the call. Join and serve.
Okay, operator, I'll try later. Doggone it, Doc's phone is still busy.
I don't suppose there's any mad hurry, but I do think you ought to get this thing straightened out before the drawing.
Yeah, so do I. I got 110% of that raffle ticket sold, and... Well, you can do that with a prize fighter, I guess, if you can't count good. But with a raffle ticket, you can get yourself... Maybe this is one of my stockholders right now. Come in.
Hello, folks.
Oh, Mr. Wimple, do come in.
Yeah, I'm sure glad to see you, boy. I wanted to talk to you about that share in the raffle ticket I sold you.
Oh, that's exactly why I came over, Mr. McGee.
Oh?
You see, there's been a little misunderstanding.
Oh, you heard about it?
Oh, at the top of her lungs I heard about it.
Hmm? Whose lungs?
Sweetie Face, my big old wife.
Oh, her.
$3 was part of our grocery money, you see, and she...
Oh, well, here it is back, Wimple boy. Here you are. Happy to reimburse you. There you are, my boy. $3. Now just me and Doc and Les Nelson own this raffle ticket.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. McGee. And now I wonder if I could buy a little piece of it back.
Buy it back?
Yes, I have 45 cents of my own money. And, well, if I only won 45 cents worth of a new convertible, it would be real exciting, wouldn't it?
Okay, Wimp. Boy, this is really high finance, but give me the dough. Good. You are now the proud owner of, Well, now, let me see. About, let's see. Doc owns 50%. Les owns $3 worth. My share is $10, less $5, and 3 for Les, plus 45 cents from you.
Here's a pencil, Mr. McGee.
There's paper on the desk, dearie.
Yeah, let me see.
I'll go get dinner started. Let me know how you come out.
Yeah, okay.
If you do...
Ah, boy, that was a dinner fit for a king, my dear.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty. You finally got the raffle ticket figured out, did you?
Yep. With Doc and Les and Wally Wimple all chipping in, I got back all my money but $1.55.
Good, good. So you've donated $1.55 to charity, and that's fine.
Sure, it's deductible, so what the heck. I can afford to donate.
Wonder who this is. Come in.
Mr. McGee. Hi, Miss McGee.
Oh, hello there, Teeny. Come on in, sis. Come in.
Aren't you out a little late tonight, honey?
Yeah, it's almost 8 o'clock, and you're supposed...
I got a ride with Willie Toops' cousin, and anyway, I'm here on business, I betcha.
Business?
Sure. I want to buy part of your raffle ticket on the new convertible, Mr. McGee, like Mr. Wimple did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, frankly, Teeny, there ain't much merchandise left on the shelf. Well, how much do you want?
A quarter's worth.
Oh.
Can I buy a quarter's worth, Mr. McGee? Look, I got the quarter, too, even, see? Can I have a quarter's worth of your raffle ticket? Can I a quarter's worth?
Boy, you're sure eager. I don't see how I can turn you down.
I don't either, McGee.
Especially when you got the money right there in your little hot hand. Anytime I can do a cash transaction with you without me getting stuck for the cash, Teeny, give me the quarter.
Here you are. Put it down. Write me down, mister. Teeny, a quarter's worth of raffle ticket.
Okay, sis. You're in.
Oh, boy, goody.
Yep.
Okay, Willie Toops' cousin. Come on in. You can come in now.
Hey, what's the big idea? What's he?
Mr. McGee, a telegram for you.
Telegram? Oh, dear.
Yeah, he works for Western Union, Miss McGee. Willie's cousin, he works for
Okay, bud. Let's have it.
Here you are.
Thanks. Here's a tip for you.
Oh, gee. Just what I've always wanted. A pair of matched nickels. Gosh. So long, Teeny.
Bye.
Who's it from, McGee? Uncle Dennis? Hurry up. Open it up.
It's already open. That kid must have read it on the way over here. Let me see. Fibber McGee, 79 Wispa Vista. Says raffle drawing held tonight.
Sure.
New convertible won by ticket number 75864, registered in your name. Congratulations.
What? McGee, you...
Oh, my name, me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we won.
Me.
Me and Mr. McGee won the new car. I knew it'd work. I knew he'd let me in on it. Oh, boy, I got a quarter's worth of a new convertible.
Holy smoke.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
It's wonderful the way you feel with Dial, Dial, Dial. No fear of odor, more appeal with Dial, Dial, Dial.
One of the nicest things about that Dial feeling is that it stays with you all day. You never worry about odor at work or at play. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until skin bacteria attack it. They cause the odor. Ordinary soaps can't remove these bacteria effectively. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. Dial contains AT7, or hexachlorophene. No other leading soap has it. There's nothing else as good. And it clings to your skin, protecting you for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts. Why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. It's a wonderful feeling, that Dial feeling. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Well, thank you, Mabel. You're sweet to call. Actually, though, I don't know how it's going to work out. Yeah, they're holding a meeting about it out in the kitchen right now. Wait till I open the door for you.
And if I hadn't bought the ticket,
I want five cents. You're not going to get anything settled by yelling like this. And besides, Lester Nelson isn't even here. He owns part of it, too, you know.
Yeah. Well, we better adjourn. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Yeah, but remember, I got a quarter.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, it's time for us to adjourn, too. But like the convertible shareholders, let's meet again tomorrow. Good night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.